So now I do this integral. I want to calculate the density of electrons in the conduction band.
So here, this is the density of electrons in the conduction band. I integrate starting from the conduction band edge of the density of states times the Fermi energy. And the density of states I model as a square root. And the Fermi energy I'm going to approximate with this Boltzmann approximation, with this exponentially decaying function. So the density of states, the prefactor for it, I know it looks like this. And then I have to do the integral of this exponential function is the approximation for the Fermi function. And here's the square root of the density of states. And I integrate over energy. And in the integral, I'm integrating from the conduction band edge to infinity. Because this exponential goes to zero so fast, it only gives a finite contribution right here at the bottom of the conduction band, and the rest of the density of states at higher energies doesn't contribute because the exponential has already gone so far to zero. So it doesn't matter that I extend it to infinity. But then I can do the integral. I get an analytic form for the result. So it's an exponential function times the square root. And you can look up that the integral of the square root of x times e to the minus x like this is just the square root of pi over 2. So you can do the integral, and you get the result that the density of electrons in the conduction band, this n, is some constant times an exponential function. And the function is the chemical potential minus the conduction band energy over kBT. That's in the argument of the exponential function. And this prefactor here is called the effective density of states. And it depends on temperature to the 3/2 power. You can see that over here. So this is going to be an important formula. It tells us how many electrons there are in the conduction band for a certain temperature and chemical potential.